Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us right now, we have Dr. Ephraim Lapid, Senior Research Fellow at the Europa Institute and also former IDF spokesperson. Doctor, good evening to you and thank you once again for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Welcome. And today is much better than previous days.
Indeed, Doctor. And yes, glad to hear that. So, Doctor, what we are looking at is Israel's response to the Iranian attack. In the Times of Israel, it featured how the United States has shifted from wrapping Israel over Gaza to defending it against Iran. So, Doctor, how at this point in time do you interpret U.S.-Israeli relations, given what's transpired in the last couple of weeks with the United States being concerned about Israeli operations in Gaza, humanitarian aid and use of weaponry, etc., etc.? How do you see the situation right now, the relationship right now?
Let's face that the world, not only Israel, is now in one of a very, very historic issues when Iran succeeded mm-hmm. to fire hundreds of vehicles, some unmanned and some rockets and missiles and bombs, and a coalition of United States, UK, France, Jordan, and Israel. This coalition succeeded to stop it. And I don't remember any other operation after the Second World War, really, since the Second World War, that such operation occurred against a country. All these operations were against a country like Israel. And only after we see this attack, we can say that Israel has to take decisions. I hope that our decision will be rational and according the interest of Israel, based also on this coalition. I'm sure that we feel that in such a success of a coalition, we have to take in consideration also the international backing. When we see the Israeli public opinion, there are many who feel emotionally that we have to retire. I'm sure that our leaders understand that such a decision should be logic and not only emotional. Mm-hmm. And the interest of understanding the opinion, or if you want, the policy of United States, is very relevant. It's very relevant here, and we have to take it as an important factor in our decisions.
Doctor, speaking of relevance of decisions and opinions, what do you make of other Western countries voicing their opinions at the moment regarding restraint that Israel should take at this point in time? What is your take on that?
I understand that the world don't want to see a new world war. That's right. Even Israel is not interested, and we understand that for the time being. I say for the time being. I don't know how limited is this time, but for the time being, we can understand that Iran is now in a hold situation.
Right.
This hold doesn't mean that they are preventing now any new initiative, but we understand that now this is one strike that we gave, a very big retaliation from their side, and the fact that also Iran see that the world is not with them, is not with them. It's right. Different from the nuclear case. They exaggerated,
sure.
And when they exaggerated, the world don't see it positively.
Right, Doctor. We've just about run out of time. Thank you so much once again, as always, for affording your time to join us on the Afternoon Overdrive. In this case, to look at relationships between Israel and its Western allies at the moment, given that attack by Iran. On the attempted attack on Israel on Saturday night. Dr. Ephraim Lapid, Senior Research Fellow at the Europa Institute and former IDF spokesperson.